Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. It is important for you to remember that the Old Testament contains some references to the triunity of God, that God has a triune nature, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also, it is important to note the New Testament emphatically revealed the triune God to us and made this doctrine crystal clear. Triunity of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is consistently presented throughout the Gospel, the New Testament. And let me give you an example. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, we read, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." 1 Peter chapter 1, "God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ." You see? Another example, Ephesians chapter 3. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." You see, Holy Spirit, Jesus, God the Father, triunity of God. Another one, Hebrews chapter 9. "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." Another verse you find in Gospel, Ephesians chapter 5. "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father," see, "for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Love it. The Gospel made the doctrine of the triunity of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit crystal clear. Another verse, let me give you one more, in Acts 20, "Keep watch over yourselves. Keep watch over all the believers. The Holy Spirit has made you leaders over them. Be shepherds of God. Be shepherds of God's church. He bought it with His own blood." Acts 20, verse 28. My friend, I noticed that Jesus made no serious attempts to explain the triunity of God. No serious attempt to explain the triunity of God. or to prove it to the people to whom he was speaking. We read very interesting passage in the gospel. Jesus said, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." You see, my friend, God reveals the Trinity to those who desire to know Him and do His will. This is something that God does not easily allow to be projected to the world and trampled on. Through understanding the Trinity, God is inviting sinners like you and me into an intimate relationship with Him, to experience Him as Father, and to be united to Him forever, based, of course, on His grace and mercy. Again, we read in the gospel, "For through Him, through Jesus, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit, by the Holy Spirit." Ephesians 2, verse 18. My friend, you may say, "I don't understand everything about the triunity of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit." Let me give you a very important statement Jesus said. One day, Jesus was alone with his disciples and asked them a question. "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" You read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 16. They replied, "People are not sure who you are, but they agree that you are a prophet," something like that. Then Jesus asked them, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, pay attention now to Jesus' words, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Jesus did not tell Peter that he was smarter than the others, because he knew who he is, who Jesus is, but that he was blessed because his insight came only from God. My friend, any revelation of God's truth is a manifestation of His grace. The triunity of God is the highest revelation God makes of Himself to His people as they sincerely and wholeheartedly seek Him. And remember Jesus' words, which I read to you in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 7. Jesus said, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." My friend, the condition of knowing God's will is your decision that you want to do God's will. The disposition to do God's will is your readiness to yield your life to obey God when He reveals His will and His word to you. When you hear Jesus' words and you want to do God's will, you will know that what Jesus said is God's words. Jesus taught us, for example, to love our enemies. This is from God. To love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Jesus said, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Jesus taught us to serve other people. When you want to do what God reveals to you, God will reveal to you His will. God promised you that if you seek the truth seriously, if you decided to follow God wholeheartedly, and to do whatever God asks you to do, it doesn't matter if God's will cost you relationships, The pursuit of your desires, it doesn't matter. If you're really serious about doing God's will, God will reveal His will to you. I want to invite you right now to say a prayer with me. Dear God, I want to do your will. I repent, God, of living my life the way I chose to live it. I repent, God, for my hypocrisy. I repent, God, for not being serious in obeying you. God, today I believe in Jesus, that He is my only Savior. Today, God, I believe in what the gospel reveals to me, that I am a sinner and I need Jesus to save me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book and to congratulate you and rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, pray that God will use us to help multitudes of people enjoy God's love and salvation, including the Muslim people that we meet. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. Use us. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.